Did he have an office at KTUL up there?
No.
Did he never?
He never did. Right. He never had an office, and he never tried to micromanage the stations. But by gosh, he was in a lot of contact with the three station managers at the stations.
Is it even in the peanut business, wasn't he?
Well, we inherited that, and so that was down in Denison, Texas, and my brothers would have to go down in the summer and work at the peanut company, and they made peanut butter and peanut butter products. It was never successful, is what I would say, but my dad, once he got his teeth into it, he tried and tried, and they were so relieved when we finally sold it. And it was right there in Denison. I remember going down. It was in the old way down before they got the new highway. And you passed the building before you just went over the viaduct.
But then aviation was really, was it as big a part of his life as cars? Or
at least.
Oh, really?
Yes, he was passionate about it. And when he had first taken the ride in that plane, his dad didn't want him to go up. My grandfather did not want Daddy to do it, but Daddy talked his way in. And of course, both of his brothers ended up working as mechanics or whatever during the war on airplanes. But Daddy knew that it was a time machine. He used to tell us many, many, many times that an airplane, but it was more than that really to him, but he said an airplane let him spend an additional number of nights at home with his family that he would normally not be able to, because with businesses in Oklahoma City and Tulsa and Little Rock and having to go to New York to lobby or to go to California or go up to Chicago for this or that and grocery business or whatever they were doing. So he learned to fly very young. And my mother said that their first plane, she just sat on a, there wasn't a real seat in the plane, and she sat on a parachute when they would go up. And he had some canvas coated planes. And one time they took one of those planes. We would go over to see my grandpa over on the farm, and he'd call and say, Dad, we're going to fly over. And grandpa would go out and in his car and move the cattle out of the way, and we would just land right in the field there. And then we'd go in and have fried chicken lunch or whatever we were doing. And I remember one of my girlfriends who was staying with us at the time, I said, Mary, you want to go over to see my grandpa? Oh, yeah, she thought that was fun. And so we were, I think at that time, maybe in an Aero Commander. And so we went over and we started coming down. I saw she was gripping the armrest real tight. And she said, are we crashing? I said, no, we're landing in the field. I hadn't even thought about it, you know, because we'd always landed in the field. But with the early days, they had landed in the field. And they'd gone in, I think it may have been before my time, and the cattle had gotten back in, and they ate the canvas off the wing, so they had to borrow my grandpa's car to get home. But he had that, and then for years, and my Uncle John Griffin was a pilot, my brother Jimmy was a pilot, and my sister Jean got her pilot's license, and I flew with her. We flew everywhere, and he was such an addict for it that he'd get up and he'd say, Marge, let's go to lunch up at Western Hills. Well, Western Hills Lodge on Fort Gibson is probably a 30-minute drive from us. And Mother would say, Jimmy, it'll take us as long to get in the plane and get there as it would to drive. But back in the 60s, they had put in an airstrip up there. So Daddy wanted to make use of that airstrip. So we flew all the time. We flew everywhere. We'd fly to Dallas. We'd fly all over the states. We flew to Mexico a number of times. When he was older, we made him get a co-pilot. And but my Uncle John also did the same. But then we started using the plane to, like, tapes had to be over at Oklahoma City from the TV station. They'd fly it over if they had it short on time, or to Little Rock, they'd fly it there because they were big into sports, and they had these really big units that they would do remotes from. That's, remember when you had to do remotes and they had these big, really sort of like motor homes, and they would fit them out and they would go and cover the games in Little Rock, in Fort Fayetteville, and the games at OU and OSU. And we were all over this part of the country doing that kind of a things. And the planes at that time were a fairly inexpensive way. We already had them. We were using them. And it was just a way of life. I remember flying from the time I was, it's one of my first memories. One of the first smells I ever remember was getting in a hot airplane when you first open those doors. And you can, there's a special, I can't tell you what it is, but I remember we'd say, let's leave the door open and let it air out a minute.
Mm-hmm. Well, did he have a collection of?
No, he usually just had one, he only had one at a time. My Uncle John was into King Airs. Daddy was really loved the Aero Commander. We had one crash. But it was just our pilot, Jimmy Stevenson, that was in it, who was one of my father's best friends. We think he had health issues and that he just...
So he died
and it went in. After that one, we had several Aero Commanders. Those are the ones I remember the most. And then we went into King Airs, which is what my Uncle John Griffin also had. And he had King Airs and... He just loved to fly. He was happy to, you know, the people that do that, I don't know if you know them, they just hang around airports and someone says, I'm going here today. Well, you need someone to ride along with you. And they just hop in the plane and go. You went all over.